a great turnout for the Parade of Flags over at the Kenai Cemetery, as it is every year. Beautiful weather, and Henry Nagstedt, who is the temporary mayor now while Brian was gone, we usually talk to him about the city of Kenai's remembering those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. But Henry, today is a special day. We've had a great conversation here in remembering our fathers and just the miracle that the guys who came home from, but so many who didn't come home, and those who would like to have been born and had fathers, but instead they're buried at Arlington. Summarize for me, if you will, what this day means to you as a representative for the city of Kenai.
Well, I can talk about the city of Kenai, but I want to talk about myself and my own personal feelings, I suppose, and then it does involve the city as well. But my father was a World War II veteran, and he almost didn't come back, and fortunately he did, and I'm fortunate enough to be here. It just how that worked out. But there's a lot of folks that I'd never met and whatnot did not come back. And because of them, we're able to come out today and enjoy the sunshine and the freedom to have the presentation we had today with the flags and the veteran of foreign wars and the and everybody else, the presentation of the flags and the 21-gun salute in remembrance of those people. Now, the city of Kenai, of course, we have the venue here, and that's what we can provide. We can also provide any support, at least through a resolution or something like that, that the AMVETs may want to have or need, you know, to support their mission as we move forward. But I'm here for myself and to represent the city, because it's a very important day to remember those people that gave the ultimate sacrifice and are not here.
It was a beautiful day, and the people who did come back are presenting the flags. They're doing the 21-gun salute. And to me, it's remarkable that the service and those who understand who paid the ultimate sacrifice never leaves you, and they never stop giving back. They're here in the over half a century I've attended these ceremonies. They're here to carry the guns. They're here to remember, and they're here to honor that flag that stands for freedom and those who are willing to die for this great country.
Absolutely. And I so much appreciate them because those folks were there. They're here now, and they're talking to us and providing that insight. I'm a civilian, and I always have been a civilian. I have not gone to war. Family members have. And I want to say it's abstract, the people that have passed because of that have died in the battle. But I don't know, because of my age group, I was 14 years old when Vietnam ended, so there was not a lot of folks my age that went to battle for a couple of decades, really. And so having these folks here reminding us, at least on an annual basis, of those people that gave the ultimate sacrifice is quite helpful and great.
And then we have a responsibility. And I think that's the message that comes from these ceremonies and memorials, is that we are alive. And all of the people that are buried at Arlington would like to be in our place. And it's not for us to take all the freedoms and to enjoy all of the barbecues and Memorial Day sales, but to give back. That's what you do as a city council person. That's what educators do in the classroom, giving back to the next generation so that these freedoms can go forth and make a model throughout the world.
That's so true, Merrill. Those that are living and just deceased, they provided all of us the opportunity to do what we want to do. The freedom to run for office, to be on city council or on a commission, or you know, enjoy life as we Americans do today. And it's a rarity in the world to have the kind of freedoms we have. And we're doing that really on the back of those people that fought and died for us.
And maybe the message this Memorial Day is each of us to ask, what can I do? What can I do? What John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And your country is your community. And we live in one of the best communities, not only in Alaska, but I feel in the whole country.
That's very true. And basically, for me, what people can do, they don't have to run for city council. They can, or borough assembly. Please do consider it if you're even thinking about it. But you can be a volunteer. And if everybody volunteers a little bit, just think about what a great world we would have just a little bit. Maybe it's we're standing by the Civil Air Patrol here. If you want to do that, if you want to do something with Parks and Rec, if you there's all these organizations and whatnot, things you can do. Maybe just picking up trash along the road. It really doesn't matter if you contribute to our society a little bit and in your own way and in your own time.
Good words, Henry. Maybe the vice mayor today, and Brian Gabriel's out celebrating a new life. I understand he's got a new grandchild.
Yeah, he has a new grandbaby, so he can't be here, but he says hello to everybody.
He's absent without me. Thank you for your words. Henry Nackstad on the Kenai City Council. I'm Merle Sikorski over at the Parade of Flags, returning you to that Let's Get Out and Do It sound of KSRM.